The next patient is Terry Young. The last name is Young. First name Terry. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old white male that is originally from upstate New York. This patient has a past medical history characterized by morbid obesity, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, arterial hypertension. In the first part of 2022, the patient went into acute kidney injury, and it seems to the doctors that this was related to the administration of Jardiance. The patient was placed on hemodialysis in Florida. He moved to New York and had an AV fistula permanent in the left upper extremity that is still functional. Once he got established at the hemodialysis unit in Hornell, H-O-R-N-E-L-L, New York, he was dialyzed for a few times, and the nephrologist noticed that his GFR started to improve, decided to stop the dialysis, and interestingly, he recovered the kidney function. A laboratory workup was done on March 22 of 2024, in which the fasting blood sugar was 103, the creatinine 1.3, the bilirubin 24, and the estimated GFR 59. The albumin creatinine ratio was just 17. The patient has recovered the kidney function, however, he continues with the other comorbidities. Next one. Diabetes mellitus. Has been a diabetic for more than 20 years and at the present time is controlled with significant amounts of Lantus, 40 units in the morning and 41 units in the evening, and Humulin R, sliding scale. Taking into consideration that the BMI is more than 35, this patient will benefit from a continuous glucose monitoring as well as a bariatric surgery. This particular case is highly recommended. Interestingly, this patient that has diabetic retinopathy doesn't have significant kidney disease. Following number is essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of statin, simvastatin. Cholesterol is 146, HDL 48, triglycerides 89. And the LDL 81. Following number, chronic obstructive is sleep apnea that is treated with CPAP. Following number, the patient had a coronary artery disease and cardiac arrhythmias that have been evaluated by cardiologists. following number morbid obesity that has been discussed as above. At this point, I am going to emphasize the need to consider the continuous glucose monitoring in order to change the way he eats and change the lifestyle. And this is the kind of patient that will benefit greatly from a bariatric surgery. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Reevaluation in 3 months with lab.